Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 326, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 33, Facing the Past.
It aired November 9th, 1999, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Koichi Sakamoto, who has not been here in a while.
It's been a minute.
It's been a grip since Koichi showed up. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. I would normally have some preamble, so I don't know. We don't have anything to talk about. It's fine. we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you have Netflix or the DVDs. And it's a ride. It's a trip. Do what you want. I'm not your mom. I can't tell you what to do. This is Monday's episode, right? So there probably will not be an episode on Friday. Because some scheduling stuff happened with all of our podcasts and everything kind of got shuffled. So we're not going to have time to record Friday's episode. Well, we will, but then we won't have one for Monday. And I'd rather have a Monday episode than a Friday episode. So there won't be one on Friday. Monday we'll be back to normal. I don't think that'll screw up anything. I don't think there's any more two-parters to screw up. So I know the last three episodes are three-parters. So they're all going up in one week anyway. So yeah, gross. So yeah, that's just a programming update. Also, we got a fan theory that since we don't have any like emails or anything, I want to talk about when we come back from watching the episode. So speaking of, let's go do that now.
All right.
Go Galactic!
And we're back, and we just watched Facing the Past. That was it, right? That was what it was called?
That's what I said, so I hope so.
All right, well, it's the new name is Facing the Past.
The old name is Facing the
Past.
Well,
I mean, if it wasn't Judd, we fixed it for you. You're welcome. You can send a check to Hey Jake and Josh Industries. It's not a real LLC. We can't cash that check. Please make it out to one of us.
Make it up to Hey Jake or Josh.
Your choice. You're not listening anyway. I don't know why we got off the rails this quick. Morphingrid.tumblr.com.
We don't know that he's not listening.
What if he is?
That'd be crazy.
Anyway, that's our website. So it's jakeandjosh.com. It's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid, or on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Podknife. If you want to leave us a rating and review, that would help us out a bunch. It lets people find the show, bumps us up in some sort of charts, affects an algorithm of some sort. You've heard it all before. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you can support the show and get some cool stuff in return and helps us out a bunch. Helps us keep doing this. I mean, we were doing it anyway, but if you want to help out, that'd be great.
It makes us feel better about doing it some days.
For sure. Like last episode, woof, that was kind of a rough one. This one was better.
It was better, but I mean, it's trending toward lateral more than up.
Here's my problem. Is that Caron's here, and I should love that, and I'm not super hype about it.
Yeah, I noticed that maybe it was about halfway through this episode. I'm just not too sure I like Caron.
I want to like Caron. I want to like Caron a lot. And I like the choice that Melody Perkins has made. I like that she has made the choice that Astronema speaks with a throatier, sharper voice, and Caron's is like softer to like distinguish the two. I like that. I like that you made the distinction. I don't like the soft speaking.
Yeah,
I want you to like yell at people. I want you to be mean. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I have a type, but I just think it's a little weird. I'm getting used to it. We'll see how it goes. I mentioned we have a fan theory. This is from Tom at Twin Gay Sailors on Twitter. I never read his name out loud before. That's a good one. So he asked, this is from December, so this is a little old, but we're just not going to do it on the show. He said, I'm currently catching up, but did you ever resolve what is Terra Venture and why does it have Magic Case problems? Because I have a theory if you haven't. And I said, we have a theory in that it is a reality television show that Matt presented to us. But send us yours.
Always give us theories.
Always send us your headcans. We love them. So he says, Terra Venture is the Dark Fortress.
Okay.
Okay. The Secret City was one of the many captured areas Dark Spectre had collected during his galactic conquest, like Brainiac, talking about the bottle city of Kandor, that kind of deal. Scorpius helped Dark Spectre capture these parts of various planets, so that's why he knows what's up with, you know, what's going on there. I also have a theory of how Scorpius and friends survived the Zordon Way, but it has end-of-season spoilers, so I'll wait. Plus, I don't want to bore you with my fix of headcanons. Can't be done. Send them all in. Send your headcanons in. I really like that this that the base of TerraVenger is the Dark Fortress, and that on top of it is the Secret City. Like, and they just had that, and so they're like, well, let's get it out of here.
Yeah, let's use this space technology to explore space.
Yeah.
And also, we have all these other artifacts that we didn't know about.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they were just like part of the Dark Fortress that they just moved them out of storage.
I don't know.
There's
it's
also
a good theory.
There's also there's also the idea that, like, I think you presented that they just took all the stuff that was weird on Earth and shot it into space so people saw bugging them.
Yeah, so Earth could just have a break,
just like a year off for once, please. So that's that. I like the idea that it's based on Dark Fortress technology because it did come to Earth and never left, because that's where the last time it was seen. So with that out of the way, we don't have any emails, we don't have any reviews. You want to jump in?
Yes.
All right. We start off on our court-mandated 1 minute of Trakina. she's talking to a guy who I did not catch his name. I heard Magneton.
There's a Magneton. They're like, hey, there's Magneton down there.
The Pokemon.
That's three Magnemites in a trench coat.
My note, when I wrote his name down, my thumb hit the M instead of the N, so it's Magnetom. So this is Magnet Tom.
We'll call him that too. Distinct him from Pokemon.
Yes. OC, do not steal. So they sick buggies on him to test him for some reason. Gavilimax is like, this guy rules. You got to check him out. And she's like, are you ready? And he's like, yeah, I'm Magnet Tom. And they're like, all right, here's some buggies. And he kills all the buggies. But then he zaps them. And it turns them all into cockroaches. It's really weird.
He takes the buggy power out of them. And I guess buggies are just a bunch of cockroaches in a person shape.
I hate that. Boy, that's gross. Can you imagine if every time they beat a buggy, it exploded into cockroaches? That would be a nightmare show.
Yeah, that's a different show. It's a cool show, but it's a different show. I thought what he did was like demagnetize them, and so they fell apart.
The way
that this children's show showed these things falling into pieces was just they're smaller creatures that are, you know, similar to what they are.
Right. So all of the cockroaches are magnetized together to make one buggy.
Yeah, but I guess he just sapped their powers.
I thought he turned them into their baby form, and that later we were going to get Kid Rangers again, and I was going to have to quit the podcast.
What do you think?
I can't do another Kid Rangers.
What do you think Kid Kai looks like?
I don't know, just like...
Let me rephrase that. Which one of these Rangers is Mullet Kid?
Maya.
Oh, good one. I agree.
I think
maybe Leo or Mike.
Oh.
Mike's the older brother, so Mike probably had the mullet.
I feel like Leo would definitely have a mullet, though. I feel like Leo's mad that he still doesn't have a mullet.
He's just waiting for him to come back around.
He's a mullet kid without a mullet. He's just a kid. So then we cut to TerraVenture, where Corona is playing with kids, like 40 kids. I feel like she runs a daycare all of a sudden. I don't know what the plan is.
But also, they're just in the park. Maybe she's babysitting for 100 kids?
Maybe she's just at the park, and all the kids are playing, and she's like, let me play too, because now you all know who I am.
I don't know, because she's playing with all the kids, and Leo shows up with the parents. Because they all dogpile on Leo. They're like, oh, Leo. And they run over and dogpile him. And he says, hey, parents. And then they all run to their parents.
Maybe the parents were there already and just like enjoying some not kid time.
Maybe she was just at the park playing with the kids while the parents were sitting on benches gossiping about Karen.
It's just weird. Like, I've been to parks and I've never been like, let me play with all of these little children. Like, hey, kids, I'm an adult and I'm going to play ball with you now.
I don't think you can now.
Well, now, definitely not. But in 1999, when I was 10, I was not at a park, and there was, like, one adult, like, let's play catch, everyone. I got a beach ball. I'm going to throw it at you. I don't know. It just seems weird
to
me.
Yeah, it's one of those things that only happens in the movies. It's not real life.
Yeah. So then he goes up, and she's, like, wistfully looking at the kids. And he says something, and I did not hear what he said. It's probably like, you're good with kids, huh? And she's like, I guess. I don't know. Because she has a flashback of her being kidnapped by Darkonda. It's the, you know, it's the two look. It's the same thing. It's the same footage from before. One of the many angles of her kidnapping, because they shot about 500 different angles of it. So she rehashes her history a little bit, like, Darkonda kidnapped me, and then I was sent to be evil, and I learned how to be evil, and I never really had a childhood. I was too busy doing evil. And so she's like, I guess I'm making up for it now. What's your excuse? Because he, like, grabbed the ball away from her. She had, like, a giant beach ball.
It's like a giant beach ball, but also, I think, a globe, maybe?
I mean, yeah, I've seen those.
She takes it back. This is cute. These two are being cute.
They're being pretty cute.
It's like right on the line of is it or is it not.
I don't know if they're flirting or
a
not.
A Kaleo watch.
I don't know.
Leone?
Leone? I like Kaleo. It sounds like you're saying Cleo, but with some sort of unidentifiable accent. I wouldn't call it that. There is going to be a little bit of a watch at the very end of this episode.
Well, keep your eye on these two, because it could go either way right now.
I feel like they're being cute. Wasn't she dating also, Zane?
An astronomer was dating Zane.
No, because she was Corona at the end. They were still dating.
Well, Zane's dead. Or
good.
He just, like, left.
Someone sent in, I don't know, I'm not going to go looking for it. We're in the episode. Someone sent in that the reason Justin Nimmo was not in the last episode, in the Power of 10, or the 10th Power, is because they couldn't get a hold of him. They couldn't. He moved and didn't leave a forwarding number or something, and they just couldn't get a hold of him. Because it's not like now where, like, your phone number
you just
stays with you.
Just slide into his DMs and be like, yo, you want to range again?
Or, like, you email them. Or you send them a, like, ransom note. Hello, Ranger. Would you like to do a Power Rangers for the Megaforce, please?
Hello, former Power Ranger. Don't you miss being a former Power Ranger?
Your life's probably not better. You should come do Power Rangers. Way to go, Saban. Really, really hecked that one all up. It could have been so good.
Yeah, instead it was bad. I haven't seen it, but I've heard it was not good.
I have seen about 5 seconds of it, and I love when there's a lot of Power Rangers in one place. I didn't love this, so you messed up.
No, because there's a lot of Power Rangers in one place, but there's only 10 of them.
Well, there's like 5. There's not even 10.
There's TJ Cassie, Tommy, Jason Fount.
Jason Fount. A Green Ranger from Samurai?
I think so. The Yellow Ranger from Samurai is there.
Yellow from Samurai. A Green Ranger from Somewhen.
I think Damon is there. I think Reggie Roll came back for it.
Sure. I don't know anybody else.
So there's like somewhere between 7 and 9. But all the Rangers are present, but we only get to see and hear a very select few of them.
And also there's like the Zeo Rangers and the Turbo Rangers and the In-Space Rangers, which is mathematically impossible.
Yes. Zeo, Mighty Morphin, Zeo, and Turbo, you can finagle them in, but you can't also do that with the In-Space Rangers.
Yeah, a Blue Ranger could show up, and that would be it. Anyway, we got plenty of time to be disappointed by Super Megaforce's finale all over again. She's like, yeah, I never had a childhood. What's your excuse? And he's like, oh, I just never grew up. And then Magnet Tom shows up, and we go to the theme song. And when we come back, Magnet Tom is attacking. And Leo and Corona are like, everyone get out of here. Everyone leave. And then Leo morphs and Corona doesn't. And I don't like that. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. Leo morphs and Corona doesn't matter for the next, like, 3 minutes.
She, like hides.
Yeah.
It's a wicked bummer. And, like, later on, spoilers, we're going to see Astronema a couple times.
Yeah.
This is an episode about, like, it's called Facing the Past. Like, you're going to get through all that.
Right.
That's going to come up. Every time I see Astronema, I just go, like, you could be her, but nice. Do you remember that when she came onto the megaship and was like, sorry, Alpha, and, like, was Astronema but trying to do better?
Yeah.
That's cooler than Corona.
Way cooler.
Way cooler than Corona. I just don't get it. I just don't know what happened. Anyway, it's the same guy. It's still Judlin in charge. I don't want to try not to get into this. Anyway, so Leo gets hit with this big magnet staff and, like, grabbed kind of, and he gets zapped a bunch. He starts glowing and he falls down, and he demorphs, and his morpher is destroyed.
And he is visibly beat up. I think his clothes are tattered. He is smudged.
He's got a cut.
Yeah.
Carone runs up to him, and she's like, oh my god, Leo. And the other rangers show up morphed. I don't know why Carone isn't. There's no good reason. So then they're like, we're going to fight him. And Carone's like, nah, he just killed Leo. We have to get out of here. Like, we got to retreat and figure out a plan.
First, they all pick Leo up and they're like, you got to remorph. And he tries and he can't.
It's like destroyed. It's like slashed down the middle and burnt. Like, he can't morph if he wanted to. So Carone's like, we got to retreat. And I like that. Like, she's like, no, this is a bad plan. Like, we got to like figure something out.
Yeah.
I don't know why she didn't morph in the first place.
She could have done it as the Pink Ranger still. Like,
it would have been fine. And if they wanted Carone acting and like Melody Perkins and not the suit actor, they shouldn't have had the other Ranger show up morphed.
Yeah.
Because it's just bad. They retreat. We come back to the megaship. Alpha is scanning him and says something very weird. I don't know what they meant by this. And that is, all of your Ranger powers are gone. And without them, you can't morph.
I think that means exactly what it says.
Yes, but your Ranger powers come from morphing.
I think what he means is,
you don't have power and then can morph. You morph and get power.
I think what he means is, you're not the Red Ranger anymore. You're just Leo. Like, your morpher is destroyed, so you have no power.
It's just a weird, like, and it was, they were drained from Leo. Like, that becomes clear, which again doesn't make sense, because like,
well, he was suited up, so like, it drained it from the Red Ranger. Okay. It didn't drain it from Leo.
Well, that I guess makes sense, so but it's still just weirdly worded.
I think what he means is, the Red Ranger power is gone. Like, he has it now.
Okay.
So there is nothing for Leo to tap into, because A, his morph is broken, and B, the Red Ranger power currently resides inside of Magnet Tom.
Yeah, I just wish they would have said, instead, like, your morph is broken, you can't morph. Like, with your Ranger powers being gone, that makes it sound like, because it's the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, not the Mighty Power Morphin Rangers.
Right.
Know? Like, you morph first, and then you have power. There's always been an if-then, and it just sounds like it's the other way. I guess I'm the only one getting caught up on it here. So, Carone, he's like, Leo says, like, I don't know when I'm going to be able to, like, how I'm going to get him back. This whole time, Carone is, like, walking away, because she's like, I don't know. Like, oh, your powers are gone. What do you do? Oops, I swore. Sorry.
Oops. Usually that wasn't you. That was Astronema.
I was Astronema, and it's way better. Swearing is better, kids.
No,
it's
don't
only,
tell kids that.
It's the only reason to be an adult, is you can swear whenever you want. Except on your podcast, where now I have to bleep it. She remembers this time that she fought a man, a warrior for good, who had these shoulder...
She calls them keys, but they're two halves of, like, a ninja star.
Of a comically large ninja star. And she says, like, once he puts them together, he's invincible, so I had to stop him. So right before, I blasted him. And this is, like, a scene of her as Astronema. Clippy's right behind her, so they dug the Clippy suit out, and I love that. He doesn't talk.
No, but he's there.
But he's there.
That's all that matters. That's, just being a good dad.
It's just like watching his daughter kill a warrior for justice. It's great. It's a nice family bonding activity. And so she zaps him, and he turns into stone, and he has both of the hands still in there. He is outside of a cave that will come up later. So again, frozen stone, outside of a cave, holding the keys. Everyone, jot it down. It will be on the test.
I hate this.
Leo's like, we got to go there. We don't have a lot of time. And then Mike bursts in and is like, Magnet Tom is wrecking the place right now. Like, we have to go. So all the Rangers, except for Leo and Carone, leave to go to deal with that. And then we see Carone and Leo fly away are they on the megaship? They don't take the megaship with them.
They take the megaship.
Do they take the megaship? Yep. Oh, look at that.
They take the whole megaship. The
whole thing. I mean, it can travel the galaxy very quickly. So, like, who knows? Also, they're so far away and they're like, let's just jaunt back to where you used to live in space, Astronema.
Well, that's why they took the megaship, because the Mario Karts were not going to make it that far.
Oh, no, not...
They can go to an adjacent planet, but they can't travel through deep space.
No, not quickly, anyway. This is when we find out that Magnet Tom has Leo's powers, because he's like, I have the red power. Or he doesn't say that specifically, but he's like, I took his powers, and I feel jacked.
And he is shooting red lightning.
That's true.
Which he might have been doing before. I can't remember. I like to just think it's because of the Red Ranger power.
I think it was red before, but it was kind of orangey. I don't know if it was the same or not. So everybody but Leo and Caron are there, and they're all morphed, and they're fighting him, and it's not... Nothing is doing anything. And at one point, this fight lasts, like, kind of a long time.
Yeah, and the Rangers are all getting their butts whooped.
Yeah, which is nice. I like to see that.
I like seeing Power Rangers get beat up.
Yeah, because you can't stand back up. You don't get knocked down first.
I was going to say the same thing.
It's really good. So this is my favorite part, is that there's a bunch of people hiding behind some cars, and Magnet Tom's like, going to kill those civilians. And so Kai and Maya jump in the way and take the blast of it. And they like shake it off because it was not a like power draining one. It was just
a kill blow. It wasn't a drain blow.
And it was a kill blow for civilians, and that's right. Not going to work on a Power Ranger. So they're like, get out of here, go. And they run, and then they get grabbed and drained, and their morphers get fried too. And that's a bummer for them.
Cause yeah.
We don't know if the key's going to work on more than one thing. And they're not there anyway. So, you know, what are they going to do? We cut back to Caron and Leo, and they get to the planet. And I wrote down really quickly on accident what Dulcea said in the Power Rangers movie. Because sometimes when I see bones on the ground, the first thing I think of is the ground is littered with the bones of those who have tried for the great power and failed. Because that movie is burned into every corner of my brain and I can't unthink it.
Except I'm pretty sure all of these bones are people Astronema killed.
On her way to fight
the great warrior of justice.
There's like literal skeletons everywhere, and it's pretty rad for 1 second.
And then it gets real stupid.
And so they're walking, and one of the skeletons sits up and is like,
howdy, y'all!
How y'all doing? And like, it's on strings. It looks like a Muppet. It's like, so it's a stupid marionette that's sitting down.
And like, they're just like shaking it so the bottom jaw moves. And he's like, Astronema, you dare come back here?
And then he like zaps Leo with some purple energy. And Leo like sticks to the ground, like falls down and sticks to the ground. And he's like, if you were really good, you got to fight you. And if you win, that means you were good. And so Astronema walks out. And now we get Caron versus Astronema, which I am all the way in the tank for.
Yeah.
Very excited about this. This is the only bad part about this is it is loud, clear voice Astronema and soft spoken, like just
little mousy hides behind a picnic table during a fight Caron.
It's just like, I don't like it. Cause they fight and the fight is good. And then the best part happens when Caron like kicks the staff out of Astronema's hands and grabs it and immediately is like more comfortable and confident.
Yeah.
Because now she has her weapon back. And then unfortunately though, on her way getting kicked, she grabs a sword out of like a body.
Out of a skeleton's hands, yeah. I think, yeah.
And then like lands near Leo and like grabs him by the head and holds the sword like, what you gonna do? Can't have it both ways. Which doesn't make sense, because if she shoots her, she will both kill her.
She will have it both ways.
And save Leo, which is both ways. But that's not the point she's trying to make, I guess. She throws the staff to the side and is like, take me instead. And the Astronema construct is bewildered by this. She's like, you're gonna sacrifice yourself for him? Or something to that effect. Like, you're gonna go instead of him? And she's like, yeah. And the way Astronema says it is like, I cannot believe you right now. And she disappears. And then the skeleton's like, hey, great job. You did it. I'm a skeleton. And then he like wobbles over.
He does like, you know that, I can't remember what commercial. It's some kind of like body spray or something. It has Shaq in it and he sprays himself and he does that like shoulder wiggle.
Yeah, that like.
The skeleton does that all the way to the ground. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It's very stupid. I don't know why they got stupid all of a sudden.
I don't know.
How
did they shoot that skeleton and be like, yeah, we got it. This episode is going to really have real deep meaning and not be extra goofy and stupid at all.
Like, here's the thing, right? You go to this planet and there's a statue man that you're trying to like get the key from. And you've established that a great warrior of justice lives here.
Why doesn't the statue man... Like, the spirit of the statue man be like, you have to prove yourself not only to yourself, or not only to me, but to yourself.
Yeah, that would have been a lot better. Instead, Grandpa Skeleton is like, is like, hey, little girl, fight yourself for my amusement. And I hate him. I hate Grandpa Skeleton. So she grabs a torch and she lights it and she's like, come on, to Leo, who is like, all right, I like that Corona is like feeling more herself now. That yeah. won't last.
Also, but, we should point out she's still in the black leather outfit with just a little pink hair tie
yeah,
in her hair.
Yeah, literally the only pink she has is a hair tie. We will see her in another black leather outfit. No pink. I'm okay with it. I like it.
It's fine if all the other Rangers weren't entirely in their colors.
Well, that's kind of what I like about it, is that she's from in space. She's not from Lost Galaxy. Right. She's allowed to be a little cooler. I do wish there was something, but I feel like we got to work up to that.
I think a lot of the problem is just they wear the same clothes every time.
And she has different outfits that are all not her, like like a pink Power Ranger outfit. I like it, though. I don't know. She looks good. She looks
not a bad
surprise.
Outfit.
She looks good in leather. Like, I don't know.
Just stands out. She just stands out.
She really does.
She has the, like, sexy leather outfit. She doesn't morph during fights.
Yeah.
She's just like...
Maybe the story right now is like, Corona's not sure what's going on. Like, she's happy to be a Power Ranger, but she doesn't know what that means yet.
She doesn't know how to be a Power Ranger. Yeah.
Trying to figure it out. Maybe that's the meta that we're just looking past. And then that maybe these episodes are secretly great because it's all building to something very good. Probably not.
We'll see.
One way or the other. So we cut back to the other Rangers. They all get blast. They're like running through a like factory. Oh, because they were in the city dome, and Mike's like, we got to get them out of the city dome. There's a lot of innocent people here. So they lure him out.
To the abandoned warehouse dome.
Yeah, to everyone's favorite dome. This might be also the oil rig dome.
Oh, maybe.
The construction site dome. I don't know.
Just jobs for the sake of jobs, because you don't need any of that stuff on a spaceship.
Like,
you have a construction crew and a demolition crew, and all they do is cancel each other out.
and you don't even need a demolition crew, because you got monsters doing all that for you.
That's true.
Demolition crews, they got a watch and a kick in the butt, and a monster took their job, Daddy. These are hard times. They're running through the construction zone, and which is my favorite Sonic world, and they get blasted by the laser, the lightning again.
Yep.
Maya and Damon, or not Maya and Damon, Maya and Kai are not as affected, even though they're unmorphed, as Mike and Damon. No, that's later. It's Maya and Kai that got...
Oh, you're right.
Because Damon and Mike go flying.
Yeah.
Maya and Kai just, like, hit the deck, which I guess is fine. They're unmorphed. They need the protection. So they get back up in time to see Mike and Damon get drained and their morphers destroyed. And then they all kind of like regroup for a second. Like the Rangers get up there and Damon grabs Magnet Tom by the waist and is like, run, get out of here.
He just tackles him into a wall and is like, you guys go, I got him.
And then he gets murdered for his trouble.
Man, that's nuts. Because so Maya, Kai, and Mike are like running up some stairs and he's got Magnet Tom pinned. And he turns to catch up with them, and Magneton just slashes him in the back.
Yeah.
And until Maya, like, picks him up, it's a death scene.
Yeah. Like, and here's the thing. Maybe they're just, like, you don't know, because they just killed Power Ranger.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just cleaning house. They're like, yeah, we really like Leo. We're not great. We're not sold on the rest of them, so let's just kill him off one by one and then, you know, replace him with old Rangers. That'd be a wacky way to end a season.
What a crazy season of Power Rangers.
Yeah, how'd you like Lost Galaxy? It was pretty good until they killed all the Power Rangers.
Well, I mean, a major plot point of the season before then was that a kid died, so...
That's true.
A kid was shot in front of his dad.
Yeah, oh god, that...
then his dad became reverse Batman.
Yeah, he was pretty much Bat-Dad, and then he became a suit of armor. Or a robot that Mike possesses? I'm unclear on how the Magnet Defender works. Maya runs back to get him, and she like picks him up, and then they run, and then we cut back to the cave, and they come into the cave. Now again, if you'll recall, Statue Man outside the cave. So Astronomer turned him into a statue, and I was like, Clippy, take him in the cave, put him deep in that cave. So he's in the cave. He's holding his hands in the same position they were, but they are now empty.
This is also a guy painted like a statue.
It's super duper 100,000,000% a guy painted like a statue. And they don't do anything with it. I thought Statue Man was going to come to life and fight her.
It kind of starts that way.
but then it doesn't.
But then he's fine.
Yeah. Which I like, because they set up this expectation, and then they do something different with it, and I enjoy that from Power Rangers. It's just, you know.
It was probably just cheaper to cover him in baby powder than it was to have, like,
try to make a
plaster
mold
of him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got, like gray stone paint. Like, he's PETA from,
Well, it's not that ridiculous.
No, he's not part of the rock. Gaddis, it's me down here, I'm a rock.
I hate that scene.
I made myself look like a cake. Because I'm super good at cakes, so I made myself a rock.
I made so many cakes look like rocks, this was nothing.
At the risk of sounding like a huge nerd, in the books, he just covered himself in mud and hit against a tree and hoped not to die. So, like,
yeah,
it was a lot better in the book, I guess. And then he's like, hey, I made myself. It's so stupid. It's the worst part of that movie.
He is entirely encased. How did he make the finer details and hide his hand?
Where did he get the stuff?
He's just in there and he opens his eyes and it's like a Snapchat filter. And, like, it puts your eyes and mouth on a rock.
And, like, he's pressed up against this river's edge, and she's like, PETA, I don't know where he went. Let me get some water. And he's like, I'm down here. Half of my body looks like the ground, and my head looks like a rock. I have a mold of this rock. It's perfectly shaped to it. It's so stupid.
If he didn't say anything to Katniss,
she would have stepped on his nuts.
Or if she missed him. If he just stayed there, he would have won the Hunger Games.
Maybe. Or they would have...
Or he would have died of starvation.
Well, because he was injured at that point. I'm conflating the two, because I know he was not nearly as injured as he was in the books in the movie, because he lost his leg in the books. It's just a ridiculous scene. And this is all to say that I love the Hunger Games, but man, is that stupid. If anyone wants to talk about the Hunger Games with me, hit me up on Twitter @JJ_Mason. I genuinely love it. Katniss is my favorite. So, anyway, where were we? Statue's a man. Keys are gone. Hands are in the same place, but there's no keys. Or half ninja stars. They're gone. So, Leo leaves. He's like, bummer. I don't know what to do. Like, well, I guess we'll just go figure something out. So he starts leaving. Crone, like, hangs back. And takes the statue's hand in hers and starts saying that, like, I did a lot of bad things in my past. One of the worst things, I did a lot of bad things to the entire universe, but, like, specifically, I took you away from it because you were a hero for justice, and that was very bad, and I'm very sorry.
She also does say, like, I would switch with you in an instant.
Yeah,
like, I wouldn't even think about it.
If I could trade places with you right now, I would. And then we cut to his hand, and some tears fall on it, and then she walks away. And her tears are magic, and they turn him back into a man, sort of. He did look a little crusty, but that might just be because statue for a couple of years. Because
it did start with him in statue makeup, like, starting to move and, like, kind of break out of it. And then when it cuts to him, like, approaching them, he's totally clean.
There's a shot of his face, like, there's, like, a little, like, a whoosh kind of effect after he starts moving, and he's still, like, half in it. So he's got, like, some... like eye boogies all over his face. Some sleepy seeds. That's what we call them in my house. I don't know what they are everywhere. Because eye boogers is gross to me.
It is.
So we call them sleepy seeds, which is adorable. But yeah, then it cuts back to him being like, hey, hold on. And he's totally fine. He's just he took a shower. He's good.
And he's just like, here, I have these.
Yeah, he like pulls them out of his pocket. Like he's
where was he hiding them and how was he hiding them? Because he was a statue and they were in his hands.
You know what? Maybe it was Grandpa Skeleton.
You're right. He did have magic powers.
That old Grandpa Skeleton.
So he pushed him into the cave and took his keys. Yeah.
You're stoned. Give me your keys. So dumb. Anyway, I'd love to get away from this joke if I can. So he forgives her, and then he's like, you are forgiven, or I forgive you, and you need to forgive yourself. And then he has the keys. He's like, these are for Leo. You're the Red Ranger. I can tell you're very important. Whatever, Corone, go outside. He's like, these will give you your powers back and make you wicked strong and, like, way stronger.
Yeah, like, way more powers than you could even imagine.
And so Leo grabs the key, which, again, is like, It's just like an inflatable ninja star. And it fixes his morpher. And he's like, oh, rad. And then they leave. And then we cut back to the other Rangers where Maya and Damon are like hiding behind some equipment. Kai and Mike come around the corner and they like regroup for a second. And then Magnet Tom is there and blasts the equipment out of the way. And he's like, found you. And I'm going to kill you now because I'm crazy powerful right now from all the Power Ranger energy I'm jacked up on. And then before he can kill them, he's hit with the Mario Kart. With
he's shot by a pink laser first, and oh, then he's rammed with a cart.
I love that. That she's like, I'm just going to crash into him. It's going to be fine.
That's his weakness, is slam him into a wall.
Yeah, because it stopped him for a minute when Damon did it, and he was just regular. So then Leo comes in, and they're like, Leo? And he goes, That's it.
Yeah, he gets this huge, dramatic, slow-motion entrance where he rounds the corner and walks past everybody.
He's morphed again. They're like, whoa, you're morphed.
Yeah.
He's like,
Yeah.
It's a weird sound to make, I guess.
Maya was like, Leo? Like, a question. Like, are you Leo or are you someone else? And he answered her with,
So then he calls, I don't remember the words, power armor up, armor, power it's, ranger armor
it's
up.
It's like red armored ranger power up or something, or armored red ranger, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And so the muscle butt suit that we've seen in the beginning for like 12 episodes is finally here. And it looks like the key, because the key is like, it's got the silver, four silver points and the green thing in the middle. And that's kind of what's going on with this. It flies in and drops down like an Iron Man thing. So like, again, Marvel just like super big into Lost Galaxy, taking all their good stuff. He gets, like, boots drop first, and he steps into those, and, like, he gets, like, a shoulder pad thing. I don't like this as nearly as much as I like the muscle butt suit.
I don't really like this one at all. When it's all complete, there's, like, a steam geyser erupts underneath him and blocks your view of the whole thing.
Yeah, and it, like, the helmet part, like, flies off and flies back on to do laser mode, and it's, like, I don't know. I just don't dig it. Also, he doesn't have, like, a giant sculpted butt or abs.
No, it's just a bunch of robot parts.
It's just robot parts on top of him. Like, it's not like, you know, Andor's is where it was robot parts on top of a muscle butt suit.
Yeah.
So, like, what's even the point? You had the best butt sculptor in the world on call. You know who it was. And you're just refusing to pay them, Saban.
Ugh.
Way to go. So he does laser lock on, fire, and Magnet Tom dies. And he explodes into little tiny fairy lights that float out and float into the Rangers' morphers and fix them and instantly morph them back. And then they're like, yeah, woohoo, great. They all just, they talk about how cool the new toy is going to be, basically, for a second.
Yep.
And then Leo's like, thanks, everyone. Which doesn't make a lot of sense in context.
It doesn't, because they weren't saying he's great or anything. They were thanking him for doing a good job, and then he thanked them for that.
Like, that's...
it's very weird.
Yeah, that's not how you respond to that, typically.
And also, I feel like Carone was unmorphed again, but I know she was not.
She was not. She didn't say anything, though, because she said, like, something at the very end, and then Leo was like, thanks, everyone, while looking right at Carone. So
yeah.
It felt point... like, it was just a weirdly pointed, like, I don't know. Felt like a diss. Felt like he was nagging her. I don't know. Then we cut to...
I thought it was a diss to everyone else.
Oh, maybe.
Like,
I don't know.
Only thanking her, but out of politeness said the word everyone.
Maybe. I mean, both make about as much sense as the other.
Again, could go either way with these two.
So then we cut to the next day, or maybe later that day. I think it's the next day, because everyone is in different clothes. Everyone's in their, like, fun play and gym clothes, except for Maya and Carone. Carone's in a different leather outfit. With like a gold choker on.
Was it a different outfit or was her hair just different?
Her hair might have just been different.
Because her hair's in a ponytail and the choker is different.
The choker's different.
But I think the shirt and pants are the same.
If they are not the same, they are similar. It is another like leather tank top and black pants.
Yeah.
So Maya's there and she's like, Carone says something. She's like wicked happy about like, she's like, I feel like my past is finally behind me. I can just like move on with my life. It's going to be great. The boys are all playing football, sort of. They're playing like...
they're doing a bad job.
They're playing like catch, but everyone's on different teams. Football.
Yeah. Like, they're just messing around.
They're just having a catch.
Yeah, they're just playing They're messing around with a football.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything.
It's not even Calvin Ball. It's just like...
No, because there's masks in that.
Yeah, you have to wear masks. It's the only rule. So then Maya, like, looks at Damon. And it's time for Dio Watch. Maimon.
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 No.
My man.
Damaya.
Nope.
Mayan.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Nothing else sounds good. It's time for Mayan Watch. She looks at him, and there's like, it's 1 second away from Dream.
Yeah, and then she looks back at Caron and is like, "Hey, let's do something.
Let's do a prank."
She's like, "I know you're good now, but do you want to be bad?"
But hey,
and then Caron,
let's be bad.
Caron is like, "What's your plan?" And she whispers it into her ear, and Caron says, "Oh, you're bad.
Oh, you're so bad."
So her plan, I guess, is, "Hey, Caron, do you want to flirt with the boys?"
I thought it was going to be like, "Go get your astronomer wig. Let's prank their asses." Instead, what they do is they both spray Damon with a hose. They're both holding the hose, and they're holding the spray nozzle, and they're just spraying Damon.
Yep.
And he turns, "Oh, come on." And then all the guys are like, "Ha ha ha, David, you got sprayed." And then they spray, big air quotes, all the rest of them. But mostly they are just like destroying Kai.
Yeah, because everyone else hid behind Kai. And I think toward the end of it, Mike was somehow in the front and was falling down.
Kai,
I don't know,
is drenched. It's like they threw him in the ocean for a second. It's great. I feel like they were spraying him for like 3 solid minutes and we only saw the last 5 seconds of it. And that's where it ends.
They were spraying him just long enough where it went from playful to just mean to Kai.
To just get Kai. So that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So Josh, you started.
I did.
I'm going to say the best is astronomer showing back up. Like, I especially like the scene where she makes the warrior stone because, like, a decent fight and Clippy's there and it's, like, astronomer being that, like, ruthless, like, "I know that if he puts these keys together, I will lose, so better turn him to stone real quick."
Right. Instead of losing, just pause the game. If the game is paused, you cannot lose.
Exactly. That's my best.
My best is Damon tackling Magnet Tom.
I changed my best. I forgot about that. That
was awesome. Because he lost his powers because they were zapped out of him. So he was just Damon. And like he did not have the option to morph again. He was just Damon now.
Yeah. So
it's just the most, if not us, then who moment. And yeah. I cannot get over those. They're so cool.
That and when Kai and Maya jumped in front of civilians to take a lightning blast, similar thing. But the best is Damon doing that. I forgot about it. It's so good. The worst is Grandpa Skeleton.
Grandpa Skeleton. What a dumb thing they did.
I hate Grandpa Skeleton so much. And then the MVP is, I think, Caron.
See, I kind of want to give it to Magnet Tom because he's pretty cool.
Magnet Tom is pretty cool.
And I just don't like Caron yet.
I want to give it to Caron because I feel like she had like a good arc. I don't like the weirdly demure Caron that they keep trying to give us. It just doesn't seem right to the character, but I feel like everything except for that, like she fought her old self and was willing to like sacrifice herself for Leo. She apologized to this person she wronged.
Through this person, she apologized to the whole universe.
Yeah, like I liked all that. So I'm going to give my MVP is to Caron.
All right. You've convinced me.
She's got to get on the board somehow. And now we have to rank the episode. So let's start with the other Caron episode we have.
I think this is a better episode than that one.
I think it's a lot better than Protect the Quasar Saber.
So what's the next one up?
Shark Attack, which is Treacheron.
I don't think it's better than that.
We're putting them both together right next to each other?
I don't think...
Grandpa Skeleton's so stupid, it takes away a lot of good
so
stuff.
So stupid. And Caron fighting Astronomer was pretty cool, but not as grand as it should have been.
It wasn't particularly earned either.
Yeah, it didn't feel like she It feel like she overcame Astronema already, and this was just like, she just had to fight this weird mirage.
I did like that, like, the second she got the spear back in her hand, she was like, this is my jam. Now I'm in charge again.
Yeah.
And she wasn't, because then Astronema had a sword to Leo's throat. I think I'll agree with you. My only, like...
I'm sure another episode will squeeze in between these two to break them up.
I'm sure. Between... the new number 12, replacing last week's new number 12, is facing the past. So any final thoughts?
Yeah, I hope that they focus more on Caron being the Pink Ranger and less on Caron being Caron.
Yeah.
Because right now the end of this episode, I think, is her being part of the team.
Yes.
But the rest of this episode is like her not being part of the team.
And she's in a weird place because, like, she has all this knowledge and history of other stuff, and we know it. Like, even if we don't know all of the other Astronema stuff that she's done, like, all the secret Astronema things that she could have been doing at any point in time can come back. I really like those story hooks. We, as an audience, know that there is more behind her than any other Ranger, you know? So, like, kind of puts her in a weird position of, like, she, by virtue of the fact that there is so much more... that she is a bigger story. So I kind of like that they're like, no, Caron has a lot of other stuff that she has to deal with.
I just don't want it to turn into the Caron show. I want it to be Power Rangers Lost Galaxy.
If it turned into the Astronema but Good show, I'd be all for that. But it doesn't seem like we're going that way. The other thing I want to say is that like the battle with Astronema should have come way later. Like they should have built to this. Like the fact that they just got rid of it right away is like... that's some WCW putting Hogan and Goldberg on TV crap. And like, I don't know. In a couple episodes, they finally get to the Lost Galaxy.
Yeah, we're finally close to the Lost Galaxy.
You know, the titular Lost Galaxy from this whole time. And then there for like three to five episodes where they leave the Lost Galaxy. I feel like Astronema, like Caron having to face Astronema should have happened in the Lost Galaxy.
Yeah.
Like that's where like the trials of that should have happened. But we got it out of the way now, so... great. Glad Grandpa Skeleton could do that for us. Anyway, that's going to do it for us for today. Again, no new episode on Friday because of some scheduling. Oopsie. We have a whole bouquet of scheduling whoopsie daisies.
Yep.
So we'll be back on Monday for Turn Up the Volume.
Yeah.
Which is...
Also, real quick before we go, here's a big difference between Caron and Astronema that I just remembered.
Okay.
Astronema has a lot of great facial expressions.
Caron
is
not.
Only like worried or kind of happy.
Yeah.
She doesn't do any of the facial acting that Astronema does.
Yeah.
It's just sad to see Caron.
I don't know. I don't.
Sad to see Caron.
Josh, you're breaking my heart. I was so jazzed that Caron was going to be here. And she's not what I want. She's making me sad.
Maybe she gets better.
I hope so. We'll see you on... I just sneer once. Just give me a good sneer. That's all I'm looking for. Anyway, we have to get out of here. We'll see you on Monday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Cheek really hard.
We were doing so good.
I was doing so well. Ow. Ugh.
Okay. Are you okay? Do we need to pause?
No,
for a second?
I'll be fine. Now I'm just going to keep biting it for the next 6 weeks. I'm just going to start over.
Okay.